Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Aurora. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, coming to you from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, Gitumdun Clan. I'm grateful to live and work on Wet'suwet'en territory. This is Larkspur's sixth episode, live in the train car on this fine Wednesday evening. It's beautiful and sunny out. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, Americana, and country genres throughout the eras. And this week's theme is wildflowers. So get ready to frolic in the meadows and fields and to stop and smell the roses with us here on Larkspur.
Somewhere close. when summertime is gone and snow begins to fall. You can sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. So wear a happy smile and life will be worthwhile. Forget the tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
That was You Are My Flower by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Before that, Wildflowers by the Waylon Jennies, Canadian trio. And before that, we heard Wildwood Flower by David Grisman and Tony Rice. You Are My Flower, that song by Flatt and Scruggs, was first recorded by the Carter family in 1939 and later popularized by Flatt and Scruggs, and it's a great example of flat picking. Got a couple of funnier songs for you now.
With me, oh, tiptoe from the garden, by the garden of the willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Heather's on the hillside, moss is in the trees. I'm around your mouth because you're sweet like honeybees. Ooh, you surely can sting. I'll come off the mountain now if you'll just say my name. I'll come off the mountain now if you'll just say my name. Blackberries so sweet and fine, they stain your lips and mine. Your fingertips to gently grip and trace my face outline. Once we're in her presence now, to me you won't be kind. I'll come off the mountain now if you'll just say my name. I'm wrapped around your finger where you play me like a game. Then you wonder why I'm changing, I am not the same. I'll come off the mountain now if you'll just say my name. Oh, heather's on the hillside, moss is in the trees. I'm around your mouth because you're sweet like honeybees. Ooh, you're sure can sting. I'll come off the mountain now if you just say my name.
That was Wildflowers, Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris. Written by Dolly Parton, the song was released in 1988. Before that, we heard I'll Come Off the Mountain by Sierra Farrell. And before that was Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me by Tiny Tim. He was famous in the 1960s for his falsetto voice and his ukulele playing and his height. He was quite an interesting character. Definitely recommend looking up a picture. He had his 15 minutes of fame and released that version of the old-time pop standard, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. That version of I'll Come Off the Mountain by Sierra Farrell was produced by Eddie Spear and has a lineup of top Nashville musicians, like Chris Scruggs on acoustic guitar and Billy Contreras on the fiddle. Thanks very much to Accounting on Broadway for supporting community radio, one of our sponsors here at CICK. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Larkspur is the name of the show. A few more for you here.
Now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company, all that you know I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. to me. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Well, now when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon, and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
That was Wildflower Perfume by the Dead Tongues, requested by Emma. Thanks, Emma, for the request. And before that, you heard Dead Flowers by Townes Van Zandt, cover of the Rolling Stones song from their 1971 album Sticky Fingers. His stripped-down version is on his 1994 album Road Songs. And before that, it was Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow by Ola Bell Reed. It was released in 2006. And really beautiful, beautiful song there. I should mention as well that I'll Come Off the Mountain, which was played earlier, was requested by Sophia, as was Wildflowers, the Dolly Parton song that you heard. And a version of Wildflowers by Trampled by Turtles was requested by Allie. I ended up playing the Waylon Jennings version, but thanks for the request, Allie. And my mom requested Tiptoe Through the Tulips and You Are My Flower by Flat and Scruggs. So thanks for the requests this week, everyone. A couple more for you here.
The rose is so red and the lily so fair, and the myrtle so bright with the emerald dew, the pale and the leader and eyes look like blue. I will dance, I will sing, and my life shall be gay. I will charm every heart, in his crown I will sway. But I'm longing to see him and regret the dark hour. He's gone and neglected his pale wild flower.
keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness. When all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. Well, you and your friends are what about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. Please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire to dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go, I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Oh, don't tell me I've nothing to do.
They told us they want us to sing one more song before we go off, so this is one particular favorite of ours.
That was Blackberry Blossom by the Broken Circle Breakdown, bluegrass band. It's a traditional fiddle tune that was featured in a Belgian film called The Broken Circle Breakdown, which was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film at the 2014 Academy Awards. Before that, we heard Flowers on the Wall, Johnny Cash and the Statler Brothers, live at Folsom Prison. That was performed during Johnny Cash's iconic 1968 Folsom Prison concert. The Statler brothers were part of his touring group and performed it live for inmates during the second show. And before that, we heard June Carter Cash with Wildwood Flower. It's a reworking of an 1860s parlor tune called I'll Twine Mid the Ringlets. June Carter Cash is a member of the legendary country music stars, the Carter family, and she co-wrote Ring of Fire, which was made famous by her husband at the time, Johnny Cash. A couple more songs for you here. Thanks for tuning in.
Some love lasts a lifetime. Some love lasts a week. Some love is fast and easy, darling. Some love can be cheap. Some love is precious. Then there's a love that's rare. Kind of love I got for you. Kind of love that's always there. Stones in the dirt, flowers in the fields. Kind of love that we've got is the kind of love that's real.
Some love comes in stops and starts. Some love's all the time. Some love is crazy love. Some love's right. Between the lines. Some love is painful, makes you do hurtful things. Kind of love I got for you's worth more than a thousand golden wedding rings.
Stones in the dirt, flowers in the fields. Kind of love that's real. Some lovers are jealous.
Some lovers are fair.
Some lovers are always gone.
Some lovers are always there.
Some lovers bring flowers.
Some lovers bring wine.
Kind of love I'm bringing to you, I'll be bringing to the end of time.
Someday I know you will. displays of affection and all good intentions. Why don't you just send me a bill? Don't forget the flowers someday. I know you will. Lately you've been taking me way too seriously. Never explain why I don't feel your pain.
Doors asleep, past shadows dark and deep. My mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end. And flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
That was Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall by Simon and Garfunkel. Before that, we heard Forget the Flowers by Wilco. And before that, Stones in the Dirt by Ray Spoon and Rodney DeCrow. They're a alt-country Canadian band, and that song was released independently via CD Baby. And that was a suggestion from Janelle. So thanks so much, Janelle, for the suggestion. What's your favorite wildflower in the northern BC area? There's so many to choose from. lupins, paintbrush, monk's hood, clover, pea vine, asters, anemones, arnica, dogwood, wild strawberries and roses, to name a few. I think my favorite is probably purple pea vine around here because of the whimsical way it grows and the small pea tendrils that come off of it. It's very pretty. It also kind of has an ombre flower that looks very beautiful this time of year. And Ben from Smithers said that lupins and fireweed are his favorite. If you want to learn more about flowers in the area, I really recommend picking up a copy of Plants of Northern BC or Alpine Plants of Northern BC by Lone Pine Press. They're both excellent resources. And you can pick up a copy at Mountain Eagle Books, one of our sponsors here on CICK. They're located at 3375 3rd Avenue in Smithers. Thanks to Mountain Eagle Books for supporting community radio. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. This is Larkspur. We're on Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. every evening on CICK. Every Wednesday evening, that is. Got a couple more songs for you here. Here's one from Joni Mitchell. Thanks for listening.
Sounded like applause. Did you get around resounding for your way up here? Seems like many dim years ago since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face. Though tonight I can feel you here. I get these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me saw you somewhere. In some office sits a poet, and he trembles as he sings, and he asks some guy to circulate his soul around. On your mark, red ribbon runner, the caressing rev of motors finally tuned like fancy women in 30s evening gowns. Up the charts, off to the airport, your name's in the news, everything's first class. The lights go down and it's just you up there getting them to feel like that. Sit and make up your tunes for love and pour your simple sorrow to the sound all in your need. And now you're seen on giant screens and at parties for the press and for people who have slices of you from the company. They toss around your latest golden age speculation. Well, who's to know if the next one in the nest beautiful them so. I guess I seem ungrateful with my teeth sunk in the hand that brings me things I really can't give up just yet. Now I sit up here, the critic, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. Oh, the power and the glory, just when you're getting a taste for worship, they start bringing out the hammers and the boards and the nails. Sounded like applause. Chilly now, end of summer, no more shiny hot nights. It was just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.
That was For the Roses by Joni Mitchell. And that brings us to the end of Larkspur's Wildflower episode, episode 6. Thanks for listening. We've got one more tune for you here. A murder ballad by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue. It's a 1995 duet that became Nick Cave's biggest commercial hit, reaching number 2 in Australia. And it was inspired by the traditional murder ballad, The Willow Garden. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Have a good evening.
Day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. Show you the roses, will you fondle? They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die, and I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. My name was Eliza Day.